money and you have to pay me back interest. As I'm lending you money and you're going to do an iska, you're going to do business with it, and from the profit that you get, we make off, you have to give half the profit back to me. That's not considered ribbit. That's considered you're paying me back from the profit that you got. So even though Midi Rabbonim, that's also, because it's an echzek ribbit, but I call upon them by Yisraimim, they did not make such a gzeira. Rashi says, Abu ribbit mamish loy, elamashi istakrim yasei nechleko, just from the fact you borrowed the money and you put it into business. Now the profit that you make, we divide up. Even though by a god, Rashi says it's also, but not because it's ribbit mamish, it's not ribbit you write some, it's only avik ribbit, it's only Midi Rabbonim. And therefore, by Yisraimim, they didn't make this sister Midi Rabbonim. Pana Rabbanim, work like this. Korev l'schar v'rochek lehesed Russia. You make such a deal that the profit we divide up and the loss, you have very little loss. If something loses out, you don't think you have riot. That's a Russia. Midi Rabbanim, that's nechsek ribis. That's also to do. Korev lehesed v'rochek l'schar. You're more korev to lose than you are to gain on the deal. Chosid. That's like a chosid. That's like the same as shura sadin. Like for sure, it does not look like ribis. Korev lezeh lezeh. If it's close that you may gain and close that you may lose, or else rochek mizeh umizeh, it's far away that you may gain and far away that you may lose. Zuhi midas kol adam. That's a normal manner. That does not look like ribis. That's mutter. It's not called a milvah. It's called just that you're making profit and the profit we share. Oh, malei rabba the rabbi Yosef, hani zuzid yasmi hechi avdin lehu. When somebody like Zapatropis has money that belongs to the Yisraelim, what should we do with the money? In other words, we have to feed the Yisraelim. If we're just going to hold the bank account and just keep on feeding them every day, it's going to run out of money. So what can we do? What kind of business, like, can we put the money into to make sure there'll always be, you know, a profit coming to the Yisraelim? Omalais, he said to him like this, Moisvinu lo beidino, put the money into a bezdin. That's the best bank. So Yehivnu lo zuzi zuzi. And the bezdin will give out every day a dollar, whatever they need, the bezdin will give it out. For sure, there'll be no gezel, there'll be no shaker there, they'll give the right amount. But Omele said, that's very good. But eventually the money's going to run out. If Bezin doesn't make business with it, they just hold on to it. No interest. What good is it? After a year, there'll be nothing left. Take out a dollar a day, there'll be nothing left. That's not a good answer for Yisraelim. Omele said like this, Omele mar hechi yovit. So what do you suggest? What would you do? Omele said like this, Pat kinan gavra diislei daha b'prichi. Let me look around for a person that has pieces of gold. To have a pricha means pieces of gold. Rashi says, the mile of this is like rutoya shelzov, pieces of gold. The vade shaloyhain, for sure belongs to them. V'yeinim pikodim, it's not a pikodim. T'layav v'yinshi demiskudu, to have a prichi. Because people do not lend, or like, make a pikodim. They don't tell you, watch for these pieces of gold. So therefore, these pieces for sure belong to you. So that shows that you're an usher. You're a rich person. And therefore, like later, for sure, we'll be able to collect the money back. We're not afraid you won't have money later. So the best answer is, give the money to a rich person. The Gemara says, V'naktina d'hab minei. And we take that like a piece of gold for a mashkin. V'yehivna le na'lei. And we give this rich person this amount of money, the Yisraelim's money, and we tell him, listen, do business with it. Karav l'schar, v'rochak l'hefzit. And the way that it's karav l'schar, it's very probably that they'll make money from it. And it's not so normal that they should lose. So there's not so much achrayas, you have to get lost, just to get here for the profit. So here it's only Yasim with the Rabbanim, and the Mokkan Yisraelim, we said it's Mutter. Avodavim Nesuyim Loi, if the person only has a nice big piece of gold, that's no good, because Dilma Pikodin Yenu, maybe the Pshat, the person is not rich, it's not his own piece of gold, somebody else gave it to him to watch. So therefore, in the Yasim Mori, Yoyosim Neid, he has to be afraid later, maybe the original owner will come with a simon and take it away from us. Then we'll just lose the Yisraelim's money. We won't be able to collect it. Therefore, the answer is to find a real usher, a real rich person, means that he has his own gold. Some Rav Ashi Vashi said, Tainach, that's very good. In Mishtaka Gavrot, Yisrael, the Haba Frichi. If we're going to find somebody that has pieces of gold, you'll be okay. But Yisrael, Mishtaka Gavrot, Yisrael, the Haba Frichi. But we're not going to find somebody that has pieces of gold. Are we afraid then that we'll just eat up the Yisraelim's money? Like, what can we do? It's not so easy to find somebody like this that has gold that really belongs to him. If that's the only person we can find, we're not going to be able to find someone to do business with the Yisraelim's money, and the money will be used up. Elorado Amravashi. Chazino Mishisi Gavro Dimashren Nichsein. Let's say a person that is property belongs to him. He's a normal guy, no fight, and we know for sure the property that he owns belongs to him. On Haman, he's a trustworthy person. Vishama Dina, and for sure he's going to listen to Bezdin. Vishama Dina Diraisi, here's the Bezdin. Fula in the Kabul Sham to the Rabbonin, and he never accepted a Sham to, never put under a curse of the Rabbonin. The kids, he has to get a person that's an Emon. Vyavino Lainale, the Vedino. And in front of Bezdin, we give him over the money of the Yisayimim, and we tell him, Korav Leschav, Baruch Lehested. That's what you should do with the Yisayimim's money. Give it to someone that's Nemon, for sure he'll tell you the truth, and he'll do his best to make profits for the Yisayimim. Then the money will not be used up. The Yisayimim will always have profit. There'll be money for the Yisayimim. Now the Mishnah says, Ein mekablin, soin bazumi Yisrael, mefnei shehu ribis, cannot let accept a deal of tzoyin barzlumi Yisrael. So that looks like ribbit. So Rashi says, tzoyin barzlumi means like metal. It means kol achrayas hanachosim ala makabel. Let's say you take animals to work with, and you now value how much it's worth. It's worth $50 now, and you have the achrayas to give $50 later back to the owner. No matter what happened to these animals, you're going to have to pay him back $50. It's so v'shom moys ala b'moyis. So, and that's ribbit. Because since you have a kabbal kolach rayis, no matter what happens to it, you have to pay it back. That's like a nuva. It's like you're borrowing it right now, $50 worth from him. So then when you give him half of the profit that you make, that's like ribbit. Therefore it's also. Say in the kabbalin, sayin bazim Yisrael, mevneishu ribbit. Avon the kabbalin, sayin bazim anakim. But from a guy, you are allowed to accept such a deal. You're allowed to accept an ox or a cow from a guy, and the exact amount, how much the cow is worth now, that's how much you'll have to pay him back later. And with the deal that you're going to work with it now, and the profit you get, you'll split. So even though the profit you're giving him back is like ribbis, but to a guy, you're allowed to pay ribbis. The loving man, you could borrow money to them, or malvin oison, ribbis. The loving man, you could borrow from them, or malvin, you could lend them money, ribbis. To a guy, you're allowed to borrow and to give him ribbis. The same thing with Ger Toshev. A Ger Toshev is really a guy, just he's makabel upon himself not to be able to avoid the Zorah, that's all. He's not a Jew yet, he's still a guy. To him also you're allowed to lend Beribis. Now, Malve Yisrael Moiso Shalakim. A Jew is allowed to lend out Goyish money, Midas Hakim, if the owner of the guy knows about it, Beribis. Avoloi Midas Yisrael, but not if the guy does not know, only if the Jew knows about it, then it's also. Then it looks like ribbis mi Yisrael Yisrael. But this is the start of the Mishnah though. You're allowed to borrow money or to take ribbis from a guy, but not to a Jew. This last case we'll see more in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, Lameimah, you want to tell me, the Rishus Soja Mekabel Kaimo. The Mishnah says, you're not allowed to be Mekabel Tzoyin Barzlumi Yisrael, because it looks like ribbis. In other words, whoever accepts to watch over this ox or this cow, it's like your ox now, it's like your cow now, it's like a milva. Any time you accept upon yourself such a deal, that no matter how much it's worth, that's how much I give you back, it's in your reshus. It's called the reshus in the Kabbalah, it's like a milva. Or remember, I have a question on you. It says in Gemara in Becheris, ha-mekabel tzoyin bazlumi anochrim. Let's say you accept a cow from a guy, that you accept it, no matter how much it's worth now, that's how much I give it back to you later, and the profit, whatever happens from it, will split with the milk we get, or the gizu of kids, we'll split the kids. The locher is, when this cow gives birth and it has a bechor, and then that bechor has another bechor, there's no din to give that animal to the kohen. We'll soon see why. Now, true, it started out belonging to the guy, but now the Jew took it. Pateras a kabbalah of tzoyin barzel. It's his achrayus. The kashri is this. You tell me now. Whenever the Jew accepts different tzoyin barzel, it's fitted like his, so it's like a Jewish animal. So then it should be mechuyev and bechorah. So when it has a bechor, you should have to give it to a kohen. And here it says no, it's like still belongs to the guy, you put him in a bechor. Rabbi says, lakasha is no kasha. Ha de makabli olay unsa bezula. When the guy still accepts upon himself, unsa bezula, the gift worth less. So then it's not for shus on the kabbal. Then the Jew does not have the complete right, therefore he's put from the bechor. But hor, now Mishnah, to lay kibl olay unsa bezula. Our Mishnah is talking about that the owner was not mekabel any achrayas at all, not even if the price gets worth less. If the price gets worth less, so the mekabel, the one who took it now, he has to pay back the full price. That's why our Mishnah says it looks like ribbis. So B'chitzah, there are two types of Tzarin Barzel. Tzarin Barzel could be the Mekabel accepts all the Achrayas upon himself, or Tzarin Barzel could be, no, that the Neisen, the one that gives it, also has some responsibility. If the Zulu, if the price goes down, he loses out. But the Hazan Minur is, that's also called Tzarin Barzel. The Gemara asks now, is that true? Omalei Rava, Rava says, E de Kibbel Leit Mara. Unsevizula, you want to tell me the case in Bechoris, is when the guy still has some responsibility, that if the price goes down less, he doesn't get more, so then, Tzarin Barzel Korosley, is that called Tzarin Barzel? Bechoris, the whole lotion of Tzarin Barzel means it's strong like iron. That means the owner never loses out. The Neisen always gets back exactly what he gave. So that's the Taish. The Neisen has no achrayas at all. So then it doesn't fit into the lotion of Tzarin Barzel. You can't tell me the case of Bechoris is that the guy has some responsibility. That should not be called Tzarin Barzel. The Yoid, and secondly, Ad Tani Sefer. If that is called Tzarin Barzel, so that in our Mishnah, when the Mishnah wants to say a case that Atzos to Mishum Ribbis, that it starts off Ein Mekabel and Tzarin Barzel Mishrael Mishnei Ribbis, and then it wants to say a case that it's Mutter. The question is, Ad Tani Sefer, Ava Mekabel and Tzarin Barzel Menachem, like how was the only case of Mutter? Is only if you take this animal from a goy, then you will have to pay him back. That's called, even though it's called ribbit, but to a goy it's mutter, mashma, that's the only case of mutter by Tzarin Barzel. But by a Jew, there's never a case of mutter. Why? Lif lo bidi day, make a difference by a Jew himself. And say like this, when was it said in the Mishnah that there's nisar ribbit, so like kibbalay, or in Sibazula? Only if the owner was not makabal any achrayim. Even if the price goes down, still the Mekabel has to pay. Avo kibul morei. But when the owner, the Neisen, accepted upon himself, unse the Zula, if an oinus happens, if it dies, the oinus, or a Zula, the price gets worth less. That the Neisen is Mekabel, then shapadami. Then it's not called like a milva, because the Neisen has some achrayas. To them, there's no isteribis, that would be mutter. So why does our Mishnah have to go to a case of a goy? It should have said a case of Tzarin Barzel, even by a Jew, that's a mutter. Ella, therefore, rather have to say no. That whenever you use a lotion of Tzarin Barzel, that means it's strong like metal, means that the Neisen has a guarantee he'll always get his money back. And the Neisen was not Makabel any Achrayis. Even if it dies, Machmas Oinis, or even if the price goes down, still the Makabel has to pay back the money. The Neisen always gets back his full amount. That's the Pshatran Tzarin Barzel. Therefore, by a Jew, there's always the Yisr Rivis, and the only time it's Mut is only by a Goy. Then the question is, what Shatan of the Mishnah in Bechoros? How come over there it says if a Jew accepts a Porah from a Goy, the Torah's Tzarin Barzel, that the Jew has all the Achrayas upon this cow, now when it gives birth, there's no Din Bechor. Why not? If the Jew has all the Achrayas, it should be like a Jewish cow. There should be Halacha of a Bechor. So where it says, Ela Radha Amarava, Edivididla Kibbalalei Mara Unto Bezula. Both Mishnah's, our Mishnah, the Mishnah Bechoris, Tzarin Barzel means that the nice thing, the giver, has no achrayas at all. So then why are you potter from Bechor? For Gabe Bechoris. I know time of the blood is Psurim and Abechorah. You know why when that child gives birth and that kid gives birth, all the Bechorim are potter, Kivon di lo yoyuzuzi. Since if you do not pay back the money to the goy, or si nochri tofus ala behemo, the goy has the right to come and grab away the first cow. And if you don't pay money, he'll grab away the kids also. Let's say the mother's not around, then the guy will come and grab away the kids. If so, the guy has some shaykhis to this bechor. And the klal is then, the guy has some hand hold upon this animal. And the klal is, that's the Gemara Dash and Sukkim in Bechoris. That any time a guy has any type of a tfisa, any type of a right to take away that animal from you, that animal is potter from Bechor. There's a special pasuk there, that only an animal that belongs completely to the to Yisrael is there a pasha of Bechor. But any time a goy has the yadus, any type of a tfisa in the animal, it's potter min Bechor. Now we dash in the pasuk. Pasuk says in Mishlei, Mar bei hoina b'neshach, people that want to get a lot of money by interest, the tarbis lechayne, or else they want to get interest. So tarbis is lechayne dalam mikpetzenu. That dalam means goyim will come and take it away from you. Lechayne dalam, you give it over to dalim, and they'll take it away from you. The Gemara says, My lechayin and dalim. What does that mean? Or my wrath to go and shove malka. Like shove malka, she came and took away all the money from the Jews. Rashi says it means melech prat hoya. For noito mamim Yisrael, he took away the Jewish money. For chayin and ben dalim nochri, and said he gave the money to the poor guys. Kitzav, if you're going to get your money by lending out the ribbis, that money is not going to see any hano from it. It'll just end up going to the goyim. So it doesn't pay for you to do it. Rashi says, dala means goyim. Shem dala min a mitzvah. They're empty from mitzvah. Omer Rav Nachman. Omer lihuna lenitzvah koi. You know what the chiddush of this pasuk is? Ela di afilu ribbis di evi kechavim. He said a chiddush that even when you lend money to a goy to get back ribbis, from that money also, you won't see anything good. It'll also just go back to the guy. Rashi says, "Afilu ribbit avachovim, she Yisrael noitem in avachovim, yored l'timyon." Even money that you lent out to a guy, the ribbit, and he gives you back the interest, you won't see anything good about it. That's what Rav Huna says.
So the Gemara says, "Eisay Rabul Rav Nachman." The pasuk says, "La nochri sashich," that to a guy you could lend money, and you're allowed to and take ribbit. So my sashich, what does the pasuk mean? Lav soshuch doesn't mean to say that you're allowed to lend money to the guy and take back ribbis. So how can you say you're doing something wrong? So Mora says, loy soshuch, no, the pasuk means to say that you're allowed to, like, take money from him and pay him back ribbis. That's what you're allowed to do. But you're not allowed to take ribbis from a guy. So Mora says, loy sagid lav hochi. Like, is the pasuk saying, like, you're supposed to lend money, you're supposed to pay ribbis to a guy? So Gemara says, no.
Davis Aleinu, is the pasuk come to tell us, we have a tzivu, we're commanded, litain ribbis liyakam, that we have to give interest to a guy. The ilu lahate krama pshita. But it's time to say you're allowed to, pshita you're allowed to, what's the chiddush? So what does the pasuk come to teach me? Like, there's a mitzvah to give it to him. Why should I say that for? Like, why should I say, like, there's a chiyuv, you should have to give it to him? So Gemara says, no. The yikar is, it means to teach us that to another Jew, you're not allowed to lend money for ribbis. You can't take ribbis. For the Gemara, achicha, another Jew, your brother, the head yet today. The pasuk says clearly, to a brother Jew, you're not allowed to lend money for ribbis. So I don't need a diyuk. To a guy you're allowed to, you know what to teach me, that to a Jew you're not allowed to. The Torah says clearly, to a Jew you're not allowed to. So what do I need the second pasuk for? All right, turn over. But I tell you, it's true that allowed not to lend money to another Jew, but the Torah telling us you could do it to a guy, that's like an Isser Essay, only to a guy you're allowed to, but not to a Jew. That's like an Isser Essay, not to a Jew. There's a lav involved, and there's an Isser Essay also, not to lend the money of ribbis to a guy. I mean, to a Yid, to a Jew. And there's an Issa lav and an essay not to lend the money of ribbis to another Jew, to a chich. Eisrei have a kasha. It says, Lovin mehen, we could borrow money from them, O malvin oitzim ribbis. And we lend to them also ribbis, to a guy. V'chein v'ger teshu, the same thing applies to a ger